Let's begin. We're up to Parak Yud Gimel Pasuk Gimel. Yud Gimel, Yud Gimel. It is on page 188. Yud Gimel. Let's begin. Okay, page 88. Rabbi, let's begin. At page 88. Parak Yigim Pasuk Gimel Lachen Yu Kanan Boiker Uchetal Mashkim Hoylich Kamoitz Yisrael Migoren Uchoshon Me'aruba. This is a horrible curse. Hashem here, the Navi is reporting the name of Hashem that because of the sins of the Aseret HaShvatim, they're going to suffer. They're going to be short-lived. Their existence, the remaining time on this world will be like a morning cloud. What's a morning cloud? I don't really know what that is. I guess it disappears very quickly. That's the basic theme. We don't live in a world today where we pay much attention to what's going on in the sky.
That's a curse.
But maybe that is. Maybe that's a part of.
Curse on wake up and be a cloud.
You don't pay attention, but a non-boiker means a morning cloud. A morning cloud disappears. Very, it's some type of residue. It disappears because it's a residue of mist. It's a product of the night. A morning cloud is some type of mist which forms in the sky, and as soon as the rays of sun hit this cloud, yeah, it disappears. It dissipates. It's like tal, dew. Just like in the morning, there is dew which touches the ground, and the moment the sun shines, the tal lifts and disappears. Likewise, in the sky, there is something called the morning cloud.
I think you often see, I haven't spent a long time in Yerushalayim, but I think you often see early in the morning in Yerushalayim,
Yerushalayim,
hazy cloud.
Haze.
It's
a haze. Good, right. It's not really a cloud. It's a haze which, as soon as the sun makes contact, the sun rises, bang. It's some chemical, some type of physical, some type of Mitzias, where the rays of sun cause this morning cloud to dissipate. Vechatal mashkim, dew of the early morning. Wake up in the morning, the earth is wet. It's wet with tal. And as soon as the sun rises, immediately, very quickly, this wetness, this dampness on the earth, it just evaporates. Hoylech kamoit, vechatal mashkim hoylech kamo. Like tal do, it's mashkim hoylech, which early in the morning it disappears, it goes on its merry way. The next curse is kimoitz yisoer migoren. Okay, the next curse is moitz is chaff. It is the psoiles of the kernel of wheat. The wheat, you have wheat, you thresh, you separate the chaff from the kernel, you winnow. You throw it up into the air, and the wind blows it away. Like the motes, the chaff, yisso'er, that's blown away from migoyren, from the threshing floor, after it's been separated. And the fourth curse of the pasuk is, uche ashon me'aruba. Like smoke that dissipates from, an aruba is a window. Okay, the word aruba, it's not...
It a chimney.
A chimney, okay. There are many translations, it's not so clear. Arubos HaShemayim.
A window.
Arubos HaShemayim Niftachu. It says by the marble, the Arubos HaShemayim, the windows of heaven were open. Niftachu, and the rain came pouring down. So Naruba means a window. So you'll ask, why then do we have two words for a window? Why is it the word a window and the word Aruba Chaloin, a Chaloin, and Aruba? Okay, so I don't know. There are many words in Tanakh which have many, multiple. They're synonyms, and each one has a different connotation.
I think it was originally used for a torch, or they believed they have to have a aruba over the kever so that the neshama can escape.
Oh yeah,
they were old kvarim before.
Even here, some places away, they tell you open the windows in the house
because we do against. We do against what was the.
It's Ruach HaTumah, whatever, Kabbalistic things, yeah.
Aruba is like an opening.
Opening, it's a window, it means a window. Look, what more do you need in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Arubos HaShamayim Niftachu. Okay, what more do you need than that? The windows of heaven were open and the rain came pouring down. Okay, very, very frightening.
It looks
An attic window. Okay, we lashon it's not like arba. Arba, it's not with the hay. Arba is filled with an aleph. Four was with an aleph, but sometimes the hay and aleph can be interchanged, and then it will be lashon of four. And a window is basically a molding. It's a four. It's something which has four sides, and inside is an opening. You need to make an opening. You have to have four sides. It has to be 360 degrees. And normally we do that in the form of a square. So we have over here a very frightening pasuk. The pasuk over here gives four separate curses. Anan boiker, a cloud of the morning, tal mashkim hoylech, moitz yisra'er migoyren, and oshan. Each one of these things represents a different dimension of klala to the aseres hashvatim. Obviously, each one of these four curses is zeh l'uma zeh. It parallels another dimension of their chatoim. If you go back to the previous pasuk when we discussed the new religion invented by Yeravam ben Nevat, how many different elements were there in his theology? So let's count. In the previous pasuk where we are introduced to the new religion of Yeravam, what have they done? How many different elements? You can break it down into four parts. Masecha mikaspam. Masecha mikaspam. Number one, it's a masecha. Number two, it's kisvunam atzabim. Masei choroshim kuloi. It's made out of from choroshim, from craftsmen. That's another element to their avodah zarah. And lohem heimoimrim. And what is the service? Zayv chayadam agolim yishakun. It's the service is for the trop. You break up the trap in the previous pasuk in the many words. You warn, you can break it down to every single word. We tried to do yesterday. Every single word you can broken down into a new dimension of their idolatry. But if you look at the trap seems to say that there are four different parts to the avodah zarah. I look at the trap as masecha. That's a kadma. That's an independent statement. Okay, masecha kama. That's number one. Number two, mikaspam. Kisvunam atzabim. That's the second element. The third element is Maasei choroshim kulo. And the fourth is the service. Lohem, the priest, would say to the people, Zayv chayadam agolim yishokun. So I'm trying to suggest, I'm just throwing out ideas, thinking out loud, is that Pasuk Gimel zeh l'uma zeh. Yeravam ben Nevat invented a new religion. Yesterday we try to break it up into a lot more than four parts. I try to show yesterday in each word itself is a new theological idea, but if you want to go more in general terms, you look at the way the Ta'amei HaMikra are divided. There are four themes, and it's not a coincidence that the curse punishment is also exactly four. Zeh l'uma zeh. The midah of Hashem is always midah k'neged midah. So now you have to figure out for homework. What does Anan Boker have to do with Masecha? Yeah,
matchups are always difficult.
And what is Katal Mashkim Hoylech have to do with Mikaspam Kisvunam Atzabim Tal? And what does the Moitz Yisoer Migoyren have to do with Masecha Roshim Kulo? You know, it's not so hard. You think about it, right? I see that. And what does it mean over here? The kissing is Zivchad Magalim Yishokin have to do with Oshan Me Aruba. With smoke coming out of the windows.
Yeah, I have a different idea for this pasuk. It's talking about the four elements.
Ooh, okay, explain.
Air, earth, fire, and water.
Anan boiker is air. Okay, tal is in the earth.
Water.
Touches the ground.
No, tal.
Tal. Water. Okay. Oh, tal is water, okay. Ear, yeah. Water, okay, ear,
the
water.
That's earth, which comes from the grain, and ushan is fire.
Very good. Fantastic. You see that? Chidushay. Rabbi Miller. Michal Miller. Michal Michal? No, just Michal. Michal. Okay, really nice. I like it. I write that down. Okay? The four elements, the curse is all encompassing.
It's
Yeravam. Yeah. Unfortunately, in hindsight, we know it's true because Aseres HaShvatim, by and large, where are they? Where did they go? Where did they go? Maybe they will hear they had technology. They went to another planet. They went to a planet where they they discover life on another planet. And although, wow, who are these creatures? We are the Aseres HaShvatim, Sambatyoim. Don't you know Sambatyoim is another galaxy? Haven't you seen Star Trek? You don't know that? So where exactly did the Aseres, who knows, maybe they went. No, Arur Meiros, the famous Shiras Devora. What does it say in the Farshim? Arur, may it be that Meiros should be cursed. They why? Because they did not come assist the Jewish people in their battle against Sisera. Who is Meiros? Who is that? Arur may be cursed, Meiros. One of the major commentators there on the page, maybe it's the Radak even, says Meiros means the aliens living on planet Mars. There was life on another planet. There was communication with people in this world. And they send out a distress signal to Meiros. Please come help us. We help you. We saved you. We did something for you. So reciprocate. Come. We're now in an Esara. Come to our aid. Get in your spaceship. Come to Earth and help us in Shiras Devora. Look in the pasuk, Arur Meiros. It's in the back of the Chumash. And Shiras Parashas Shoftim. It's in Shoftim Perik Vav. Perikay. 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 Dalid.
Dalid and Hay.
Dalid and Hay. Arur, look in the Mepharshim on the page. Someone would Meiros. I heard Rabelski say this.
My son will tell you.
I don't know. Some say.
Not in Hebrew.
I heard Rybelski talk about this, life on other planets. Okay, every time they talk about UFOs. Fall for this stuff? This is UFOs? Okay, it's all true, yeah. Okay, it's very interesting, it's very compelling, but something tells me a lot of this stuff is just... It doesn't really hold up.
What did Rybelski say?
He talked about life on other planets. That the Mepharshim say, the Mepharshim is Mashma, there is life on other planets. And the Makarias in ancient times, they knew about this life and they even communicated with creatures on other planets and cites the source of Arur Meiros. And there some of the Farshim say is more sources. My father always used to say that it's not likely there's life on other planets, because if there was, they would have found us by now. Instead of us saying we would have found them, they would have found us.
They don't have religion problems.
What? They don't have religion problem. We don't know. We don't know anything about these.
Ask me, I'll tell
you.
He's one of them.
All right, but any event, you're right, you're saying Mechal, you're saying Murdik, you're saying Gevald, Gevard, over the four elements, four different elements. The Anan Boiker, Katal, Mashkim, Holech, Kemoitz, Yisod is the chaff. Nigoyren and Ha'asha may Aruba. Let's see the Mepharshim. Pasuk Gimel in the Mitzudos David. Okay, on the page, Luchain, therefore, Pasuk on page 188 in the bottom, Luchain, therefore, Lazosi Yagakolim, Maher, they're going to disappear very quickly over here. So the focus over here is the first element that the Mitzudos learns. All the Mepharshim are going to focus on the four different items and give us their twist, their slant, their what is the significance of each one of these four items. So the first one over here is Maher, Ka'anan Boiker. The morning cloud disappears before you can blink. Before you blink, it's gone. So that indicates swiftness. Shoholech lo mehera. Next, Uchetal Hamashkim, Leleches Bizroyach Hashemesh, Ki Oz Nifsok Bishoachas. Same thing. He's not really coming to explain. Let's give us really more elaboration. The Mitzudos, very simple. It's also very quickly. Kimoitz, kimoitz, hatwoods, the chaff, haporeach, v'nagoyren, alidei ruach sarah, kimoitz, oshna, hamalaher, and smoke, that swiftly, hamalaher, la'alois, derech aruba, which goes out of the chimney, out of the window, it disappears. So the Mitzudas is not really giving us much elaboration. He just says the common denominator of all of the four things that are mentioned here in this pasuk is very quickly, it's going to happen in a blink of an eye. Okay, in a blink of an eye, it's going to happen, they're going to disappear. They're going to be exiled. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi pasuk imochatal mashkim holech uchetalo dimochei pasuk dimochei like tal dimochei I believe means swift, right? Is that what it says in the Judaic press? Dimochei.
It's from Tarmiyonison, and the dew
the water of which evaporates.
So moche means to evaporate, and posik means to evaporate. And what? How do they translate the whole expression?
Like you said, and like the dew, the water of which evaporates.
The water, the moche means water, moisture. Moyach means moisture. Okay, so it's technically demoche posik. Posik means to evaporate. That's seeming to say, and the word demoche is lashon of moyach. Moyach is the marrow. The marrow is the lachluchis. The atzamos hayveshos. Why are the bones called atzamos yveshos? Because the lachluchis of the bones has dried up. What is the lachluchis? What is the moisture of the bones? The marrow inside the bones. So the marrow is called, what is moyach? Moyach is always translated as marrow. And the marrow, when you see from the dry bones of Yechezkel, represents the moisture, the wetness. So it seems, chatala, demoche, it's moisture, the wetness. I'm trying to suggest, the word moche, normally it's an Aramaic word, which is moyach. No, it's not a Hebrew word.
Look at Yonah's up.
Okay.
What it actually says, I don't think
it's a ches. Pasuk gimel, b'chein yohoin ka'anan tzafra, like the north, the cloud of the morning. V'chetala demoche pasuk.
Is that a word, demohi?
No, I have a ches. In my edition, I have a ches. In the art scroll, it says a ches. Maybe you're right. I mean, there are different editions. I don't know. You're right. It might be correct.
But
over here, in the art scroll, it's clearly a ches.
Yes.
Okay. Demoche posik. I think it means it's moisture, the wetness of the towel. It's posik. It evaporates. Kimotza dinasva rucha. Then we go further. It goes forth like the blowing of the wind. Meidra. From meidra, what's the word meidra? I'm not sure what that word means. The chisnanod de odei mikavas nura, and like smoke, the odei kavas means a window. A kavas means that's in Daniel. You have the word there, and they are making Daniel that he opened up windows. Kavanah, he opened up windows in the wall when he tadavin towards Yerushalayim. That's one of the drushim of why you're supposed to have windows in the Beis HaKnesses. Alderach pshat, it's all psychological. Psychological is that you should not feel compelled, you should not feel like you're locked in, you should see the Shemayim. It opens up the mind to recognize Hashem. But another reason why you have windows, because in Aramaic, a window is called a kavana. It's called a kavana, and when you dive in, you're supposed to have kavana. So somehow, it's interesting is that, I don't know, in your mind, the two are related. So when you see the windows, which means kavana, subconsciously, it triggers a desire when you dive in to also have kavana, to also have to have concentration. You're not supposed to have to be distracted, but the concepts are the same. The fact that a window in Aramaic is called kavana and concentration is called kavana, there's a relationship. What exactly it is, I don't know. But there's a relationship, and that's one of the reasons why there are windows. Because okay, there are many dimensions as why we have windows. But here we have over here like the smoke which goes through, like the smoke, the ode which exits. Mikavas, mura.
Is it Windows 10 or Windows 9?
10. There is no 9. They skip from 8 to 10. Why do they do that? They skip from 8, they skipped. Tisha miyodea. Microsoft, there's no Windows 9. What happened to Windows 9? They skipped.
They probably tried it and it didn't work. So
it was never Windows 9. They went from 8.1 straight to 10 right. Because they read the Haggadah that said, Tisha miyodea. There's no 9. It all comes back to religion.
It was really Kadeshi
All right, let's proceed. Okay, so whatever this means over here, this we have over here. Okay, this so it's Rashi says he just talks about the dew which dries up. Kimoitz Asher Yisrah Migaren, Kimotza Dinashba Rucha Meidra. Okay, he's just taking the Targum Yisoer Asher Sarat Tisoenu means a stormy wind, which will take all of these things away. Now, before we go further, here, so Michal told us a beautiful pshat, those who came late, that there are four elements here in this pasuk. The anan boiker, the cloud, is the air. It's in the sky. The tal mashkim is water, the second element. It's a liquid. And the moitz yisso'er migoren is the earth. It's a product of the earth. And oshon me'arubos, smoke, is a product of fire. Shemuchol says that the curse, the punishment, will be so all-inclusive, it includes all four elements. All four elements, air, water, earth, and fire. Now,
even the told us.
So that's what I want you to focus on right now, because the Targum really alludes to this, is that what is, there's more to this pasuk, because the pasuk over here, there are really two things in this pasuk. There is the item which is disappearing, and then there is another object, another item, which is causing it to disappear. So when it comes to the Anan Boker, the cloud, the morning cloud, I don't know, you tell me, what causes the morning cloud to dissipate? So I assume it's the sun. Not necessarily, because that l'choy is the tal. Let's go to the second one. The tal. What causes tal to disappear? Chazal say it's the sun. The rays of the sun is what causes the tal to disappear. Third case, the mites. What caused the mites to disappear? The wind. What causes now the oshon me'aruba, when smoke goes through the window, what causes the smoke to ascend? What is it? It's not the sun. It's not the wind. What is it? It's the fire. Fire creates smoke. And now the smoke, but it says here the smoke swiftly exits through the window. What
see,
force of nature? Okay, so very good. So you're saying very good. So what then is it?
That's why he translated it as a chimney.
A chimney. So you want to say it's direction. So you want to say over here is that you put into this world a certain structure, and your structure will assist, man-made structure, will be the means to bring about a very swift result. If I don't have a chimney, if I don't have some funnel to allow the smoke to disappear, the smoke's going nowhere. The smoke's going to fill up the house and it'll choke. I have a man-made invention, a funnel, which will allow the smoke to very swiftly exit this location. Event. So if, over here, it's a product of man. The product of man will also be part of the churban of the Aseres HaShvat. Now, when we go to Anan Boker, let's just try to fill the last one in. The first one is a morning cloud. What is it that causes the morning cloud? Let's assume that it's not the sun, because we already used up the sun for the tal, the rays of the sun. So what other element could we suggest causes a morning cloud to dissipate? Wind, but we already used wind. Wind we're using for the mites. Yep. The mites is what's going to cause the mites to disappear. So what other thing can there possibly be that causes? I don't really know what a non-boker is. You can probably be many different candidates to clarify what is exactly the Anan Boker. Maybe it means the fact that the world turns. Maybe there's a cloud that appears on the horizon, and when the morning comes, the fact that the day has begun, the earth is turning, there's a certain element of nature which is not connected to the sun, to the wind. Nature, teva. So if you say, let's assume now it's Teva. So that means over here, this is a new interpretation, is that everything in this world will be working against the Aseres HaShvatim to bring about their goals. All the different forces of this world, nature is going to be working against them, Mother Nature is working against them. The sun, the fact that it's now, there's light, they're discovered. Okay, the sun, in daylight. What?
When the Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, the Anan followed him during the day, the Amurei Shloila, so maybe it's, he's, you know,
making a reference.
Mida connected Mida.
Okay, during when the day comes, the fire goes away and the cloud comes.
So he's saying another idea is that it's Mida, that the same items that were used to bring your assistance to help you, the cloud, the Anani HaKavod, which sheltered Klal Yisrael, and the Amud HaEish, which sheltered Klal Yisrael, is now working against them. Okay, that's another pshat. Yeah, the Malbum.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, he's saying disappear. Okay, we're going to read it inside. Okay, just throw out because you know every word over here is very precise. A lot of ideas and everything. My basic idea is everything will be working against them. Even technology. Technology will be used. Funnel. What is the Aruba? The Aruba is a man-made window, or as the Rechol says, in this context, a chimney. The product of man will now be an object which will be used to swiftly remove the Aseres HaShvatim from Eretz Yisrael. Nature will also be used against them. The fact that it's a certain time of the year, or when there is heat, when there's sun. Everything is over here. It's not just the item that we're discussing. We're discussing the elements in nature which are being used to bring about the removal of these things. Let's take a look over here at the Radak Pasik Gimel, Lachen Yukaran Baikal, therefore Yelchu La'avav Radain, on page 189 in the Radak, Viyu Akaran Baikar, Chatal Shahilich Behashkama, Meheru Hu Nifsa, Kishayasigenu Choim Hashemesh. So the Tal dissipates very quickly when the sun begins to rise. Kain Heim Yichlu Mehera. The main idea is it's going to happen very, very quickly. Hadak, straw, shete, whatever we are. Okay. Okay. The wind blows away. They will be blown out of their land. Okay, and he says over here, what is the Asher Me'arubak? O Kumo Amud Anon Ha'ashan Hayotze Me'achalain. They all seem to translate as a window. Let's take a look at the Malbim. Malbim Pasuk Gimel. L'chein Yu Kanan Boiker L'inyan Yishayimona Me'itam Toivo Bracha. It will be denied from them blessing. Omar Shehiyu Doimim Kanan Boiker Shenidme Shu Onon Mevi Gishme Bracha. It's a tease. So he's learning an entirely new interpretation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tease the Jewish people. There's going to be an expectation that their salvation will arrive. And then at the very last moment, their salvation disappears. That's very painful. When you have expectations that good things are going to happen and it's snatched under your feet. That's like the worst thing in the world, to tease someone. Okay, so Gishmei, therefore the Anan Boker is a tease. It seems that it's going to rain. V'kola v'holech lona disappears. V'gam yu ketal mashkim ha'lech, like the dew which disappears early in the morning. Shagam, imikabel ezeh toiva. So now let's say indeed the bracha has come. The rain, the earth is moist. There is wetness on the earth. Indeed you have received blessing. But that blessing will very quickly disappear. Loi yarich, it will not last long. Ra katal shebin laila haya uvaboyker cholaf olach. Even though the tal came down in the night, first thing in the morning, the bracha is removed. V'neged shechutz mize od yovyalem ra bepoyel v'yaglem lagoyle. Now we're discussing punishment. What's the punishment? You tchilo kimoitz yisoer migoyren shenoiseyas amoitz. The wind blows away the chaff, the adogon nishar, the grain remains. Kein yiglu harishoim, the hatoivim yisharu. So very beautiful pshat, he says. He says that the galus will only be the chaff, the psoilas. This pasuk seems to indicate is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original plan was that the tzaddikim of the Aseres HaShvatim would not be exiled. That's what it says. Only the chaff will be blown away, but the kernel, which represents that tzaddikim will remain in Eretz Yisrael. The achar kach yu ka'ashon yisoer meruba sharuach noisei es hakol, then will come the smoke, that includes everything. Then maybe it means that later even the tzaddikim will have to suffer. I don't know. Okay, but it seems over here, it's the one thing that he does though is he takes up these four different elements and he breaks it into two. The first two is the denial of bracha, and the second two is actual suffering. Okay, that's the Radak, that's the Malbim. Let's, anything else we want to discuss over here? Let's leave it with that. Let's now go to...
Yeah. They did by Pesach, by Ovid, and then they went out in springtime. You see, the weather was for them.
Right, exactly. What I went made before is that the Chodesh Aviv, Hashem made it easy for us that it was the spring. Here, all the elements of nature are going to be working against. Could not have happened in a worse time. This time, the hashkacha that it happened at this time of the year, it makes it that much more difficult. It allows our enemies to succeed. Exactly. There's one last point I wanted to make, and that is from the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar, I was trying to prepare a little bit more. He writes here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whenever he Rachman al Sarim punishes us, there's always a blessing in disguise. And these expressions, I didn't get the entire idea that he was presenting, but these expressions over here are all used elsewhere in Tanakh as a baracha. Tal is a baracha. It's a blessing. I don't have the pesukim. He cites all the pesukim in Tanakh. And of course, there's another pasuk in Tanakh where the Anan Boiker. These are all different ideas. I don't know where they are exactly, but these are things which elsewhere are found as blessings. Oshan. Well, Oshan is the Maracha, the Korbanos. That the column of smoke.
I'm looking at it. You're looking at it. Every witness to Kedusha is Lahav. You said this. You look at it as, to one way, let's say, apply it to the Holocaust. You saw a dark cloud when you woke up. And then you saw a little on the floor, a towel, water. It's water, but you can live with it. And then it hit you, and the food was all.
He's saying very good. You're saying unbelievable. Unbelievable what he's saying. What are you saying? He's saying this is the process of Chorban. In the beginning, you sense it, but not, you see the clouds coming. Dark clouds are forming. But I have a parnasa. My children go to yeshiva. Everything's okay. You go turn on the radio. It's frightening. What's coming? So you're terrified. You have agmas nefesh, and then it gets worse. And then already you can touch it. Then it's tal. Tal is
wherever you walk.
It's already a mamoshus. There's already something that's tangible. You lost your job. You have this problem. You have that problem. And then holich kamoitz yisrael. Then you begin to blow away. It's a greater chorban. And then in the Holocaust, Rachman Litzlan, the crematoria, the people went up in smoke, literally. And then this mamish complete korban, so it's a process. The korban comes about through a process. Okay, it's a very fascinating insight into this pasuk. What?
Not a complete korban. There's always a remnant left through this process.
Okay, we hope so. Okay, Yaakov, he divided Mishte Machanais. In Yivo Esav, Machane Chasvikov, Hoya Machane Hanisha Lefleta. But the machane that was cut, that was hit, there was nothing left. That's the sad thing.
On the other hand,
Okay, they're different. A lot of things going on over here. Okay, let's go further. Let's go to the next pasuk. Dalvi Anochi Hashem Elokecha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Okay, over here Hashem says, "It is I, Hashem Elokecha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It is I, Hashem. I am already your God from the early days of Eretz Mitzrayim. Ve'elokim zlo silo seida. You should not know from other gods. Umoshia ayin bilti. There is no other savior other than me." This is a very unusual pasuk. The language is a little bit different from what you're used to hearing. Let's see the Mitzilus pasuk dalit. Ve'elokim v'tzino lema. What over here is this pasuk coming to say in this pasuk? After we have these curses. Ru'uyim heim l'chilion. You deserve it. Okay, we're adding insult to injury in this pasuk. According to the Mitzudos, you deserve it. You should have known better. I took you out of Egypt. Ki oz ki baltem osi le lokayu umakalmi as your God. You should have known better not to worship idols. Hoyel ve'ein ma'ishia bilti. There is no other savior in this world other than me. Rashi pasuk dav enochi Hashem lokecha. Same exact thing. V'lohaya lecha lim roidbi. You should not have rebelled against me. We're adding insult, literally insult to injury. We're going to destroy you, and then we're going to tell you, good for you. You got what you deserved because you should have known better. Radak pasuk dalit. Page 189. V'nich Hashem lokecha k'moy shepirashnu l'malo v'lokim zlosi lo seida lo hoyel cholodas la'avoy elohim achidim zlosi ki tiru ki ein moshiyah bilti. Exactly the same thing as everyone. And let's see the Malbim pasuk dalit v'nich Hashem lokecha neged mash amru shein Hashem mashkiach aleihem bi'atzmo, corresponding to your complaint that Hashem is not watching over us. Utzrichim lem tsoy beino ben Hashem, and that's why we need the egel. We need an intermediary between us and Hashem. It's nonsense. Hashem over here is telling us there's no, he's adding a lot of flavor to the Pasuk and Malbim, a lot more than the Mefarshim. Over here he's coming to say that he's explaining the mistake of the Egel. The Egel, he had good intent that the Egel should serve as an intermediary between Hashem and the Jewish people. It's too hard for a Basar V'dam to relate directly to something which is totally spiritual. You have to have something in the middle. Something that's part spiritual and part physical. That is the entire argument of why it was worthy to serve idols. Hashem says, you know better than that. That's not an excuse. It's not an excuse because you know that when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you speak directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how the Malbim learns from the Pasuk over here is, there's no one but me, don't have intermediaries between me and Hashem, between you and Hashem. Hello, Omar. No one else but me. The Af Moshiach Ayin Bilti Shlonimsa Moshiach Shliach Meiti Loshiach Kiyoshati Eschem Biatzmi Beloyim Tzoy. I saved you all alone. Okay, now let's see before we go further. No, we're done here. Let's now go to the next pasuk. Ani. Next. Ani Yoda Ani Yadaticha Bamidbar Bi'eretz. Now, here's a very beautiful pasuk. This pasuk is the last pasuk of this section. Ani is end of the Haftorah. At least this part of this is according to one opinion. Ani Yadaticha Bamidbar. I knew you in the desert. Bi'eretz. Tal uvois. What does the word tal uvois mean in English? So everyone on the page says there is no precedent for this word anywhere in Tanakh. This is a new word, and therefore we're in trouble. We're in trouble, or adarabah, we have an advantage. We can make out of this word whatever we want. You can interpret this pasuk no matter what, because no, there's no precedent. No, there's no legal precedent. Here's where you have your option of being creative. So that's what all the commentators here are very excited about, and they're going to tell us what that word means, and that's going to change the entire context, the entire meaning of this entire section. So what does the Mitzudah say? The Mitzudah's pasuk hey begins on page... Where is it? It's on page 191. Ani yidaticha, nasati libi lodas tzorchecha. I paid attention to your needs. Bamidbar, ulahazmin lecha, and to make preparations for you. Ucho oimer, this means to say, hoyle betchilov yad soif hishkachti alecha ufanisa la'avoidas koichavim. Since I have always paid attention to you, and you have always betrayed me, there is a relationship which is not very healthy. Lochain, therefore, roi atal lechilion. The same idea, you deserve what you're going to get. Be eretz taluvais. So here in the Mitzudos David himself, he does not even translate it. And in the Mitzudos Tzion on the side, he writes, Inyan tzimoin, thirst. He has a unique translation, the land of thirst. The ein loy dimyoin. You will not find this word anywhere in Tanakh. The Yitachain Hu Kimo tells, so what then, why then do I translate thirst? The Yitachain, it's very likely, Shu Kimo Tel Oivos. What does it mean, Tel Oivos? It's two words. It's a contraction, a composite of two words. Tel is a mound. Oivos means an Evyoin. An Evyon is someone who has nothing. There's a difference between an Oni and an Evyon. An Oni still has dignity. Both of them have nothing. But an Oni doesn't go collecting. He has dignity. He has dignity. He goes privately to the rabbi and says, I'm in a lot of trouble. Maybe you could help me discreetly. Don't put me to shame. And people come to the aid of the Ani in a way that does not humiliate him further. In Evyon, unfortunately, already has lost his dignity. He is so poor for such a long period of time, and people know about it. He has no shame, and he's homeless. He lives in the street. He does things that an Ani would not do. Evyon comes from the word Toev. Toev means to yearn. He yearns Lakol for everything. He doesn't have the basic necessities of life. He doesn't have food, shelter, parnasa, nothing. He's toiv achol. On Purim, the mitzvah is to give mishloach monos loev yoinim. The entire year, everyone asks the question, what's the difference between matonos loev yoinim and the mitzvah? We have an entire year of tzedakah. It's very simple. The mitzvah of tzedakah primarily is focused on the aniyim, an ani. An ani is someone who has dignity. Purim is a time to put aside the aniyim and to focus on the people who are to'ev lakol. It's a lower status, it's a lower status, social status. The homeless on the trains. That is Purim. People who are to'ev lakol. Evyon is a very frightening word. Kol ha'poshet yad, because these are people who are these. Well, wait. Everything has to come together. It's a whole different league in Evyon. Yodim mikimim me'afar dol me'ashbos. The garbage dumps yarim Evyon. What are the Evyonim doing in the garbage dumps? Because they're homeless. They're homeless. Adal mikim may offer. Offer means from the ashes. May offer a doll. So then, okay, it's a different connotation to whatever it means there. But the doll means the very poor. There's another word. That's another word. That doll. And Evyon is mamish may ashbais. It's a very low level. Says the Torah, ki lo yechdal Evyon mikerev haaretz. Don't think you can create this. That Torah is one line response to communism and socialism. And all these other forms of inventions of man, it's a one line response of the Torah. Don't waste your time. Ki lo yechdal evyon mikerev haaretz. Capitalism is the way to go, because the whole socialism and communism. No. Socialism. What is the goal? What is the goal of socialism and communism? What is the? I mean, their goal is. The goal is. That it should be yechdal, it should cease, evyoin mikerev haaretz. The Torah says it's not going to work. It's not going to work. You'll all be poor. You'll all be poor. Right. You think everyone's going to be the same rich? It'll make it even worse. Right. You'll all be poor. Right. It's the Torah's response to communism. All you need, that's it. When the communism, socialism, just one line. Ki lo yechdal evyoin mikerev haaretz. Don't think you can outsmart the way the world.
Socialism still maintains a government structure, and they want to control the resources in the economy and what should be produced. Communism, what Marx envisioned was total
equality.
Equality. So
but both share, even socialism, where there's more structure, the goal is every person is accounted for. Everyone is under the authority of the government, and we're going to redistribute the wealth to make sure there are no evyonim.
Well,
in ancient times, Evyonim is a very big problem. We don't appreciate how we see today, you know, going on the train today, there's a whole new thing now. We're going on, the homeless is just out of control. And this mayor doesn't really seem, it's not a problem with him that the homeless can take over the subways. It's not an issue with him. Bloomberg could not stand this. Bloomberg, there's one thing Bloomberg, he went meshuga. He could not deal with the homeless at any cost. He had to get the homeless off the street. And he bankrupted the city almost with all homeless shelter. I mean, And this mayor, no, we're not going to spend city money on this. It's not a problem. So let them. They're entitled. They're entitled to take over the city. It's a very big problem. But in any event, now 63 homeless, 63,000, enormous numbers.
They're entitled to sit in Starbucks also.
What? Now that was the whole thing. Now that was a whole very big issue. They got into a lot of trouble. What? So it's a very big Rachmana Litzlan. It's not a simple thing. But the Torah says Kilo Yechdal. You have to always remember that. And also very big Muslim. People come to collect. They come to collect. They always hear. Let these guys get a job. Let them do this. Let them do that. And why you have to give them a dollar? The Torah says, "Kilo yechdal evyoin mikerev habeis hakneses." There's nothing you can do, to prevent collectors from coming to shul to ask for it. It's a sad thing. It's a very sad thing. And the same way on the global world, "Kilo yechdal evyoin mikerev haaretz." There's nothing you can do. It's a very sad part of life to see, and you do the best you can, and Baruch will be happy that you're not in their shoes, that you're not in their position. It's a very, very sad thing. You're going to solve the world's problems by giving this guy Musser. You're not going to solve his problems by giving him, by screaming at him and telling him to get a job. It's not going to work. And for $1, is it really worth it to go curse him out for $1? To give him a Musser Shmus? If you give him $1 million, all right. To give him $1, you're going to give him a Musa Shmuz and say something nasty? It's just not worth it. Next. Now, this is the Mitzudos David. It comes from the word tell. It's a composite. Two words. Tell shete'evim boi l'chol dover. A mound which is toev l'chol dover. The desert. The desert is like a mound, like a mountain that has nothing. There's no water, there's no food, there's no grass, there's no shelter. The desert is a location in this world. It's one big tell, one big garbage dump that has absolutely nothing. And yet Hashem provided this everything for us in the desert. And we forgot about this and we betrayed Hashem. Ki lo yimotzei shom, mo you'll find there nothing. Rashi says, Pasuk Hei, v'ani yidaticha, yidatich, Nasati levodas tzorchecha v'sipak ticha. I paid close attention to provide your needs. Everything that you possibly could need, Rashi has a beautiful expression. The word yidatich is for coming to fataych. Yidatich means the devil is in the details. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he guided us in the desert for 40 years, he took into account the little things. You know, you can have, sometimes you go and you're very kind, you know, you're very hospitable. And you provide them with a beautiful apartment. But guess what? Guess what? There are certain little things that are missing. There's no toilet paper. Okay? You forgot there's no tissue paper. You come in a beautiful bathroom that cost, and you paid, the guy paid $50,000 for this gorgeous bathroom. And you're a guest. But they forgot to put in the bathroom the toilet paper. So what's it all worth? All the hospitality is not worth anything when you're missing something so basic, so simple. You forget to leave the lights on. Hashem says, I didn't leave out any detail. Any little thing that you need in the desert was provided for you without exception. What?
You got the man, so you wouldn't need the bathroom.
Yidaticha. Oh, in this pasuk, Rashi says a beautiful idea. The word das. The word das encompasses everything. In this pasuk, das means everything. And I provided you. Taluvais. Rashi says the same words. Ein loy dimyoin. Upisroinoi. Its interpretation, lufi, in your other context, tell, two words. A mound. Sheoivim bo kol toiva. That lashon of you desire. There is a need of all good. You are in a state of need. To'ev lakol, a need of all good things. Ve'ein motz in, and it's not to be found. Now let's see the Radak pasik. Hey, ani yidaticha, hayilucha shete do'eini, ki ani yidaticha. Mida k'neged mida. I knew you, so you should know me. That's what that's. Ve'odom yoda eschava ishroi. Odom, he knew his wife. That demands, if I know you, you should know me. Did she reciprocate by knowing her husband? Did Chava reciprocate? I don't know. Did she? She fed him from the Eitz Hadas. So she, I guess she did. She wanted him to have that. The Eitz Hadas. The Adam Yoda, that was afterwards. For Adam Yodas Eschav Yishu. It's not a coincidence that the Torah says after the Chet Eitz Hadas, it says that Adam Yoda Eschava Ishtoi. What did Chava do a few moments before? Chava gave Adam, here is fruit from the Eitz Hadas. She also wanted him to have Das.
You only knew what I know.
She also gave him, have some Das. Here, here's a food, a delicious food, which will provide you with Das. And then, Adam reciprocated. V'Adam Yoda Eschava Ishto. What is the, there is a connection. Can't say there's no connection. What is the connection? That's a mystery. But over here we have it over here. Hashem is, Radak is saying this idea is that there's a reciprocation. I knew you, you should have known me. V'sipakti tzorcha b'midbar b'makom shein bo yishum b'chid who is no b'sto sustenance b'meretz talu vayis b'eretz tzimea, thirst. The Mesudos and the Radak, they say the word thirst. Thirst is a word for water. And then the Mitzudos goes on to say, well, it means everything. Rashi doesn't say the word thirst. Rashi says everything. Why then does the Radak and the Mitzudos put the word tzomei, via midbar, the Hevi Adoni Avi, doesn't explain why he said the word thirst. Hevi Adoni Avi, Zahal, Ro'ayla, Lamila, Zos, Miloshan, Aravi, it's an Aramaic word.
No, Arabic.
I'm sorry, Arabic word, Arabic word, Sha'imrim, La Aleph Beis.
No. You see, Lamed Aleph Beis, that's the Shorish.
Okay, La, right.
Ta'aluvos.
Okay, Lahav, that's the Shorish.
Arabic.
Those three means, letters, Lamed Aleph Beis, Al, Rigol, Retzoloimar.
Rigol,
which. The man is thirsty.
But, yeah.
Okay, they're thirsty. So that's really where it comes from. So it's coming from an Arabi. In a Lashon Arabi. An Arabi again, what's Arabi?
Arabic.
Arabic word. Arabic word, and it means to be thirsty.
There were Arabic words in the
Torah. Yeah, certainly. In the Torah also, I think you find some of Farshim who want to say it's an Arabic word. Aravi. Okay, so that's what it says. Interesting idea that over here we have a mix. Why would we call
it? It's not the only fish time.
Why would the Torah describe the desert with a word that's not from Lashon HaKodesh? We have it elsewhere. We have it elsewhere in Yirmiyah. It's Eretz Tzia V'Arava. It's a different word.
First, Tzimea. They live in the desert. They're desert people. So they have.
I know, but we have the word Tzimea.
Precise terminologies for things that are associated with living in the desert.
And that is the Arabs. The Yishmaelim. Okay, I hear what you say. You're saying very good. That's where they hang out. They're nomads. The Arabs. The Aravim, they were nomads. They lived in the desert. So when we want to go say that you live over here, the Eretz Talubos, you're living in the land of the Arabs, which is the desert. And the reason why it's called the desert, it's called Aravim, is because that's it's the land of Tzimea, a land of thirst. Let's see now the Malbim pasuk hey. Ani yedaticha nasati. Sorry. Ani v'gam again page 191. Pasakei, Birinian, the Gamba Midbar, Achasho, Sesichem, Mizrani, Yedatich of the Hashkochosi, Vidiasi, Lamalis, Kalmach, Sarechem. I knew you, I paid attention, I gave you everything, provide all your needs. Be Eretz, Taluvois, Shlohoi, Evshel, Shetuskaimu, Rak, Al Yede, Nisim, Masmidim. Continuous miracles. Mehamon, the Habeer, V'yamuronon, Sheikulam Rak Miiti, all of these things came directly from Hashem, Ki Hanisim Yu Mehokel Levadoi. And in the Be'er HaMilois, on the Sadi writes, same thing, Talu Vois Eretz Te'eva, a land Te'eva that is in need, a land that is in need and desires things, Ut Semeya thirsty, V'sharashoy Aleph Beis Hei, Losh Mizeh Evyoin. Same word as the word Evyoin, it's the same show, which is a Hebrew word. According to the Malbim, this is not an Arabic word, it is a Hebrew word, which means hato'ev, who is in need l'chol davar. The niv no im halomid, and he's going to some grammar that over here we appended a lamed to the shoresh, and we dropped the hay. We dropped the hay at the end, and we appended a lamed, and that's how we got the word ta'aluvais. And he goes on to give examples, which we'll pass off for now. Okay, next, any other thing we want to point out here? Let's look at Ma'ari Kara. Hey, Ma'ari Kara. On page 190, Vani Yidaticha Bamidbar Be'eretz Taluvois, Ani Yidati Ma Shayisot Tzarech Bamidbar Be'eretz Taluvois, and I provided. Vayisimis Mas Pikcha V'cheinu Oimer. He goes on, let's go further, to jump down to the last line on Ma'ari Kara, Be'eretz Taluvois, Be'eretz Adam Toiv Ba, Kol Toiv, same exact thing. Lashon of to desire, like an evyon that's toiv l'chol davar. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk vav, kimar isam vayisbahu. Shem over here continues to describe the chasadim that Hashem have done for us. Kimar isam, when we were in a state of marisam, it means pasture. Mire. The word marisam comes from the word of pasture. Vayisbahu. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu shepherd us, as He shepherd us in the pasture of the desert, I mean, even though there was, now it means when we came into Eretz Yisrael, so now it was a land of pasture, a land of fullness, a land of blessing. Vayisbahu, what happened? We became sated. We became filled up. This is the theme of Vayishman, Yishurun, Vayivat. Vayisbahu, they became satisfied. Savu, they became sated. It's even a higher level. There's sviya, two words which really mean the same thing, but in this context, vayisbahu, savu, which repeats itself twice. Vayoram, libam, they became arrogant. They don't need Hashem. Koichi v'yoytzem yadi osli sachay lazeh. Al kain, that's the reason why shechechuni, they forgot me. So it's here in this passage, there's something that's very unique. And that is, it spells it out. It's not just, it's a natural consequence. Al-Kain. Vayishmun, Yishurun, Vayivot does not tell you that it's a natural consequence. There's potential. Vayishman, Yishurun, they got fat. Oh, now we're fat. You have to add a lot of perush into the pasuk. Then, Vayivot, they kicked, they rebelled. Here it says, Al-Kain. There's more of an emphasis that this was a direct result of Shech, you forgot me because you have had too much. Mitzudos pasuk vav, kimar isam. Okay, the Mitzudos, is on page 191. Kimar isam, kasher bo el mekoyim marisam hi eretz yisrael. When they came finally to Eretz, it's the land of pasture. Yisrael nisbo, they were satisfied, sham bituva, with goodness. V'chasher nisbu, and when they became satisfied, Ram levavam, they became arrogant. Ulchein therefore shachubi, they forgot Hashem. Rashi, kimarisam kasher bo leeretz marisam v'hayu siveyim oz savu, they became satisfied, sated. Vayoram libam vayorem b'mateh. What's the word vayoram? It means to lift up, just like we find Moshe Rabbeinu, he lifts up the mateh. L'shoyn meirim davar acher, to lift up something else. Vayaram, Vayigbahu Atzmo, here Vayaram means they lifted up. What did they lift up? Their heart. They lifted up their heart in arrogance, in rebellion against Hashem. Let's see the Radak, Pasig Vav, Kimarisam, Vayisbahu, Kashabo, Lamakam Marisam, Vuhu Eretz Kanan, Hayalham Kultov, Vayisbo, Vayam Libam, Ushachunik, Moshama Betora, Shasidim, La Sois, Kane. This was already predicted in the Torah. Amar, it says, Pentoichal, you'll eat Visovoto. Uvatim tovim tivne, you'll build beautiful houses via shafta. Uvikarcha v'tzencha yirbe yun v'chesiv zav yirbe lach. V'chol ashlecha yirbe. V'ram levavecha. You'll become arrogant. V'shachach shem lakechos. And v'yamar, and this is the catchphrase which everyone loves. V'yishman, yishurun, v'yivat, short and sweet. Okay? Yehudah ha'inusim simanim, yodam yidav, v'loshim kotzer. The three words which really capture the entire theme. Malbum, Pasig Vav, Kimarisam, Rak Achashavesim, Minamidabar, Larits, Moyashav, Vishamasu Mire, Vayisbahu. Okay, the same thing. Let's go further. Let's finish up now. Let's go look at the Likute Shas on the bottom. Okay, let's see on the very bottom, Pasig 191. The Likute Shas, Kimarisam, Vayisbahu, Savu, Vayar, Liba, Malkain, Shechuni, Vidi Zahav. Okay, this is the same theme. So many different expressions in the Tanakh. In Devarim, the first part, in the beginning of Devarim, that Moshe actually used this as a defense for Klal Yisrael when they worship the Egel. Hashem, what are you? It's your fault. Okay, that's the ultimate. Doesn't go off well today's society when a child says to the parents, you know why I rebelled? It's your fault. You're the ones who caused it. So that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He said to Hashem, it's your fault. You gave them so much gold, so much delusion of dye. Too much. Enough. Because Hashem gave us so much, that's why we rebelled. So Hashem, it's your fault. Don't blame the Jewish people for worshipping the eagle. You're also guilty in this crime. Can you imagine such a chutzpah to say that? But Moshe said that. Moshe, and he got away with it. Vidi Zahav, my Vidi Zahav, Amr Dibir Abiyanai, Kach Amar Moshe Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Bishvil, it's your fault they worship the eagle. Bishvil, Kesev, Vizahav, Shehishpato, Lohem, Lishol, you gave them gold and silver, Ad Sha'amru, they said, die, enough, Di, Lashon, die. Who got Am Sha'asu Esho Egel? Amar Avach, Braid Rav Hun, Amar Avashesh, Hainu Diyam, Inshei, Milei Kresa Zinei Bishay. It's only when you have a full stomach do Zinei means sins percolate. Zinei Bishay means Averos. Zinei means they are fed. Averos are sustained. They are sustained. They come into existence when a person has a full stomach. When you have an empty stomach, you don't have time for Averos. You're too busy making parnasa. You're too busy thinking about survival. You don't have time to rebel. Shnemar, kimari samba yisparu savu vayom libam al kain shechechun. Okay, very dvarim shutim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, eva kodin yesh lo l'odam marivai. Okay, this is another chazal. And here is a new interpretation. The word kimari sam, in this chazal, we're fataychin, the word kimari is lashon different. It means a ro'ev. A ro'ev, there's a hunger. Reish ayin, here, we're missing over here the base. We're missing the base of the shoresh. The base, somehow, in the worlds of grammar, it disappears when you want to manipulate the word. But according to Chazal, the root of the word kimarisam does not mean pasture, luscious meadows. It means hunger, thirst, hunger, starvation. Roiv, to be in a state of starvation. Vayispahu means to be sated. And Chazal takes these two words and it teaches you a very big chiddush. The only way you can truly satisfy your taivos is to starve them. To starve it to death. That's how you satisfy. And in reference to what are you referring to? So you would think it's referring to eating, right? An eating disorder. A person's about taiva. These diets are always very, very, very hard to follow. They tell you, you ever read all these advice books? You can eat. Just, you have to eat healthy. Eat fruit and eat vegetables. And you can take a little sugar, a little thing, for, you know, once in a while. They give you this whole long list. These things, at least in my opinion, and many people I've said agree with me, is this is total nonsense. Because, oh, you can eat fruit. So I'll have for breakfast, not one banana, 30 bananas. For lunch, I'll have not just one. I'll have vegetable. I'll eat up the whole head of lettuce. If you overeat, you overeat. It's not good. You'll gain weight. You'll gain weight with a healthy diet. Also, the goal is starvation. The only way to lose weight, Rabbi Sai, I'm telling you the secret, is not to eat. Not to eat. Period. Not to eat healthy. To eat fruit and vegetables. If you can eat a lot of fruit, you'll gain weight. It's full of sugar, fruit. It's full of poison. You want to lose weight? The rule of thumb is, if it tastes good, it's not good for you. Zehu. And it says this in the Chazal. Chazal were the best dietitians. It says here, Kimar isam vayispahu. You want to be satisfied? You want sevia? The way is to starve yourself. You have to be in a state of ro'ev. Not only is it true in regard to eating food, it says here specifically in regard to taivos for noshing. If a person engages in this activity a little bit, it only brings them in to have a desire for more and more and more and more. The only way to satisfy it is to nip it in the bud, is to completely starve it. As Aver Katan Yesh Laila Adam, Mar Ivoi, if you starve it, you deny it, Betashmish, Saveya, it doesn't bother you, it's satisfied. Maspiyoi, if you try to satisfy it, nase chasar koyach, viroev leisaz, then maspiyoi, then the other way around. See, it's a little bit, the Druze is a little bit different. The other way around is if a person tries to satisfy it, then we go backwards. Ro'eva means it's going to make you very hungry. Not just hungry, it's going to make you very weak. It's going to cause the person to lose his strength prematurely in life. Masbiyoi nase chasar koyach v'ro'eva and becomes very weak and hungry. Le'ez zikna shnemar kinari sam ba'is. But we put these two words together. The aside is the word marisam also means hunger. Okay, we're going to stop here, take a short break, we'll do some chumash.